from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurates maternal and child health services building at Sarjito Hospital. Indonesian manufacturing industry employs 18.82 million workers. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the maternal and child health service building at Sarjito Hospital, special region of Yogyakarta, on Wednesday. As aired on the YouTube account of the Presidential Secretariat on Wednesday, President Joko Widodo said the construction of the maternal and child health building of Sarjito Hospital spent a budget of 262 trillion rupiah for 8 floors.
Sehingga saya mengapresiasi pembangunan gedung kesehatan ibu dan anak dari Rumah Sakit Sarjito ini.
So I appreciate the construction of the maternal and child health building of the Sarjito Hospital, which has 8 floors, spending a budget of 267 billion rupiah for the building and 240 billion rupiah for equipment, plus 50 billion rupiah for the HR preparation. I see that the equipment is all very modern, digital, and very modern. I think it will be an example of how the management of hospital is controlled, which is all digital.
Digital dan sangat modern. Ini saya kira akan menjadi contoh bagaimana manajemen sebuah rumah sakit yang dikendalikan, yang semuanya digital.
Presiden Joko Widodo added, the maternal and child health service building at Sarjito Hospital in Yogyakarta can be an example of hospital management that is entirely controlled digitally. The Indonesian Ministry of Industry stated the national manufacturing industry continues to grow by employing 18.82 million workers. At the opening of the Indonesia 4.0 Conference and Expo 2024 in Jakarta on Tuesday, head of the Industrial Services Standardization and Policy Agency of the Ministry of Industry, Andi Rizaldi, said, this shows significant growth in the manufacturing industry sector in Indonesia until June 2024. He also explained that from January to June, the value of manufacturing exports reached more than $9 billion.
Dan selama Januari sampai Juni 2024, ekspor manufaktur
And from January to June 2024, manufacturing export reached 3/4 of total exports, or equivalent to more than $9 billion, by employing more than 18 million workers.
Dengan penyerapan tenaga kerja sebesar lebih dari 18 juta orang.
Andi Rizaldi further explained the development of the manufacturing sector until July 2024 showed a good trend. The manufacturing sector until the first 24 still provides the largest contribution among the economic sectors than others. Indonesia will hold a cultural festival in Lima, Peru as part of a series of activities of the Indonesia, Latin America and the Caribbean, or INALAC Business Forum 2024. Director General of America and Europe of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia, Umar Hadi, said, although INALAC is a business forum, this opportunity will also be used to introduce Indonesia's cultural potential. In a statement delivered in Jakarta on Tuesday, he explained that in addition to performing music arts, the festival, which will be held on September 8, will also be enlivened by a typical Indonesian culinary festival.
Karena itu, promosi perdagangan ini kita barengi juga dengan promosi budaya.
Because of this trade promotion, we also combine it with cultural promotion, social promotion. So there will be a special Indonesian cultural festival on the 8th. We invite a musician from Bali, his name is Balawan, and I pray it suits the taste of the people there. Balawan is very innovative in his art. There are also dances from Indonesia, and we also invite local dances from Peru and surrounding countries. There is a culinary festival too.
Dalam berkeseniannya, terus juga tentunya tarian-tarian dari Indonesia yang kita juga undang, tarian-tarian setempat dari Peru dan negara-negara sekitarnya. Juga ada festival kuliner.
As a business forum, INALAC will facilitate Indonesian, Latin American, and Caribbean entrepreneurs to get to know each other's business potentials. According to Umar Hadi, INALAC 2024 will be filled with various activities from exhibitions to business matching and business pitching. Furthermore, Umar Hadi said, INALAC 2024 will also be filled with meetings between Indonesian company leaders, Latin America, and the Caribbean. Still from the Indonesia, Latin America, and Caribbean Business Forum, or INALAC 2024, where Indonesia, through the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, will bring 44 local companies. Director General of America and Europe of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Umar Hadi, explained, the companies consist of large companies, state-owned companies, to small companies that bring their flagship products to be promoted in Peru. In a statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, Umar Hadi explained the companies will be present at INALAC to promote their superior products to be recognized by entrepreneurs from Latin America and the Caribbean.
Kita akan bawa hampir 50 ya, 48 ya.
We will bring together 44 companies from Indonesia, large and small, so they are BUMN or state-owned enterprises, large national private companies, but also medium-sized companies and small companies that have superior export products to be present with us in Lima, Peru.
Yang punya produk-produk ekspor unggulan untuk hadir bersama-sama kita di Lima, Peru.
Umar Hadi added, INALAC 2024, which is being held for the first time outside Indonesia, is expected to be able to reach the needs of Latin American and Caribbean entrepreneurs who want to expand business with Asian countries. In addition, according to Umar Hadi, INALAC 2024 in Peru is also expected to provide additional options for Latin American and Caribbean entrepreneurs who previously had a regular business agenda with a number of countries, including China and South Korea. A number of sectors are also the focus of Indonesia at the INALAC 2024 event, from food security to investment. In addition, according to him, Indonesia will also offer a number of superior products that have high competitiveness in the international market, such as palm oil and its derivative products, manufacturing to the automotive industry of motor vehicles and their spare parts. Indonesian President Joko Widodo called for improved health and security protocols during the implementation of the second Indonesia Africa Forum in Nusa Dua, Bali from September 1st to the 3rd, 2024. This was conveyed by Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Pahala Mansuri, after a limited meeting chaired by President Joko Widodo at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. The meeting discussed the handling of monkeypox and preparations for the forum in Bali. Pahala also said President Joko Widodo asked the implementation of the forum in Bali to be well prepared from the arrival to the implementation. Now we move to the international news. Indonesian Minister of Investment and Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Rosan Ruslani, visited Singapore. The visit was to meet Singapore Prime Minister Lawrence Wong. During this visit, it's hoped that Singapore's investment in Indonesia can increase above 63.17 billion Singapore. This figure is based on Singapore's investment from 2019 to June 2024, equivalent to 29.8% of foreign direct investment in Indonesia. We end the news with United Nations agencies and partners that are calling for an immediate humanitarian pause in the war in Gaza to ensure more than 640,000 children that can receive polio vaccinations. The request underscores the urgent need for an immediate cessation of hostilities to prevent the spread of the disease among vulnerable populations in the territory. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled Indonesia Welcomes Pope Francis. Listeners, Pope Francis will visit Indonesia on September 3rd until 6th, 2024. Various preparations have been made for the visit of the world's Catholic leader. Pope Francis is the third pope to visit Indonesia after Pope Francis is the third pope to visit Indonesia after Pope Paul VI and Pope John Paul II. Since it was announced in April 2024, the agenda of Pope Francis' visit to Indonesia has received more attention. Various discussions on the plan for Pope Francis' apostolic visit have been held. Moreover, Indonesia is the first country in Pope Francis' series of visits to the Asia-Pacific. The preparations for Pope Francis' visit can be said to be more pronounced. The agenda of the visit has also been published in the media. Pope Francis does have a busy schedule. Pope Francis does have a busy schedule during his four-day visit in Indonesia. On September the 4th, Pope Francis is scheduled to meet with President Joko Widodo at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta. In a press conference at the Presidential Palace Jakarta on Monday, August the 26th, head of the Indonesian State Protocol Andi Rahmianto said that Pope Francis will be treated as a state guest as well as a leader of the people, especially Catholics. The most anticipated agenda, especially for Catholics, is the Holy Mass at the Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium in Jakarta on September the 5th. It is estimated that more than 86,000 Catholics will attend this Mass. The Indonesian National Police has prepared over 4,500 personnel to secure Pope Francis' visit. Spokesperson for the Pope Francis Visitation Committee, Thomas Ulun Ismoyo, said the Mass would be incredible. He said the Pope will greet, strengthen, and convey God's love to all people present. Recognizing the limited space, the visiting committee has prepared various facilities so Catholics who cannot attend in person can still follow the Holy Mass virtually. While in Indonesia, Pope Francis will visit the Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta and have a dialogue with national interfaith figures. At the Forum Merdeka Barat 9 dialogue on Monday, the Grand Imam of the Istiqlal Mosque, Professor Nasaruddin Umar, said that the Istiqlal Mosque is located opposite the Jakarta Cathedral. On various occasions, Istiqlal has not only been a place of worship for Muslims, but also a meeting point and symbol of brotherhood for all religious communities in Indonesia. Pope Francis' visit to Indonesia is a strong momentum to show the world the values of brotherhood and peace. Through his Indonesian agenda, the world will increasingly see Indonesia as a place where people of major religions live side by side in harmony. And listener, that was commentary.
We begin today in history with August 28, 1922, about the first radio commercial aired. August 28 is commemorated as Radio Commercial Day, a day to appreciate advertisement broadcasted over the radio. This day celebrates the moment when the first advertisement aired in 1922 on New York's WEAF radio station to promote the Queensboro Real Estate Agency. Although often considered a nuisance, radio commercials play an important role in the entertainment industry by helping radio stations generate revenue and promote products. Moving on to August 28, 1950, about the death of Indonesian nationalist figure Douwes Dekker. On August 28, 1950, Dr. Ernest Francois Eugene Douwes Dekker, known as Douwes Dekker, passed away at the age of 70 in Bandung, West Java. Born in Pasuruan on October 8, 1879, Douwes Dekker was a freedom fighter and an Indonesian national hero. He was recognized as one of the pioneers of Indonesian nationalism in the early 20th century. Dekker was a critical writer of Dutch colonial policies and a political activist who proposed the name Nusantara for the Dutch East Indies. We end today in history with August 28, 2014, when Recep Tayyip Erdogan was inaugurated as President of Turkey. Recep Tayyip Erdogan served as Turkey's Prime Minister from March 14, 2003 until August 28, 2014. He is the founder of the Justice and Development Party, or AK Party. From its inception, the AK Party became the largest and most popular political movement in Turkey. On August 10, 2014, Turkey held its first direct presidential election in 91 years. Erdogan was elected as Turkey's 12th president. On August 28, 2014, Erdogan was officially inaugurated as Turkey's 12th president. That was today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Selalu bernyanyi lagu yang kau ciptakan, kau nyanyikan, dan aku selalu ikuti semua cerita tentangmu, hari-harimu. Kau lakukan baik dan buruk bagiku, tetap indah. Tak satu pun alasan untuk melupakanmu, meninggalkanmu. Sampai mati ku kan tetap setia.
kau dihina, sampai mati ku kan tetap membela. Kau tetap bintangku, kaulah superstarku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's My Indonesia highlights: Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Economy encourages green economy in Batam. The Indonesian government keeps taking chances by encouraging economic transformation to improve people's welfare, one of which was by transforming the economy. That was stated by the Coordinating Minister Airlangga Hartarto in the grand launching ceremony Wiraraja Industrial Park and National Strategy Project Wiraraja Green Renewable Energy and Smart Eco-Industrial Park Galang at Wiraraja Industrial Estate, Riau Islands on Monday. Minister Airlangga said the Indonesia economic condition is quite good. Among G20 countries, Indonesia is one of the top 5 with 5% average growth and 2.13% low inflation in July. He said Riau Islands, that grew properly in the second quarter, became one of the provinces with most special economic zones in Indonesia and became the entrance for investment to the country. Wiraraja Industrial Estate has become the location of 8 companies that were inaugurated in the grand launching. These companies are mainly engaged in the renewable energy sector. According to Minister Airlangga, these companies will add a new investment value of $17.6 trillion, originating from domestic investment and foreign investment from the United States, Germany, Taiwan, and Singapore. In addition, through the addition of existing investment, these companies will also absorb 36,150 workers. Wiraraja Industrial Estate has played an active role in the progress of industry in Batam and has contributed to economic growth in the Riau Islands. The processing industry sector itself provides a share of 41% of the Riau Islands' gross regional domestic product. Airlangga further remarked that with a wide scope and being located in a special economic zone and free trade zone, it is expected that Riau Islands can stand out in the region and even dare to compete with Johor in Malaysia. In addition, Airlangga also explained operating companies can take advantage of various fiscal incentives that have been provided by the government. That way, the development of the Wiraraja industrial area can increase investment on Batam Island. The Indonesian government hopes in the next 5 years, this investment can be realized and become one of the backbones of industrialization on Batam Island, which is export-oriented. Wiraraja Industrial Area, which was inaugurated as a national strategic project on March 18, 2024, is expected to contribute brilliantly to the national economy. That was today's My Indonesia. We'll be right back.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian wonder takes you Taman Sari, which means beautiful garden, that was originally a garden or palace garden of the Keraton Ngayogyakarta Hadiningrat. Taman Sari complex was constructed in stages during the reign of the first Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono. The construction began in 1758 AD and the key parts of the complex were completed in 1765 AD. Taman Sari covers an area of more than 10 hectares and includes 57 buildings. Its existence can be compared to the Taman Sari in Surakarta, Central Java, and Bogor Botanical Gardens in West Java, which serve as the palace garden of the Bogor Palace. The first impression you get when entering Taman Sari is coolness and tranquility, as you can hear the gentle sound of water in the distance. The design of Taman Sari was based on the ideas of the first Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono, while the technical drawings were done by a Portuguese national known as Demang Tegis. The project was initially led by Tumenggung Mangundipuro, who was later replaced by Prince Notokusumo. Based on its design, Taman Sari complex can be divided into at least four parts. The first part is an artificial lake to the west. The next part is the building south of the artificial lake, including Umbul Binangun Bathing Place. The third part is Pasarean Ledok Sari and Garjitawati Pond, located south of the second part. The last section is to the east of the first and second sections, extending eastwards to the southeast of the Maganan complex. In the past, Sari Garden was also a meeting place for the royal family and a bathing place for the sons and daughters of the palace nobles. Listener, Taman Sari Yogyakarta is located in Patehan, Keraton District, Yogyakarta City, Special Region of Yogyakarta. This tourism attraction is only 1.6 kilometers from Yogyakarta's 0-kilometer point, with a travel time of 6 minutes by motorcycle. The entrance fee is quite affordable. And here, you can walk through the entire Taman Sari complex, which is surrounded by local residents' homes. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mainkan air di kesejahteraan.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Baik dipanggang di oven maupun ditungku. Baik dipanggang di oven maupun ditungku,
which means whether oven roasted or stove roasted. This conversation takes place between Chris and the waitress at a restaurant in Bali. The waitress said that both stove-baked and oven-baked chicken betutu taste equally good. Let's listen to their conversations.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Rasa,
which means taste.
Ayam betutu,
which means betutu chicken.
Dipanggang,
which means roasted.
Tungku,
which means stove.
Oven,
which means oven.
Sama-sama,
which means equally.
Enak,
which means delicious.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of chicken betutu, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven, is equally good.
Direbus,
which means boiled or stewed.
Restoran,
which means restaurant. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. In this statement, there is an expression.
Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven. Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven.
Which means whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. The expression contains a connection between
ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku. Ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku,
which means betutu chicken roasted on the stove, and
di dalam oven,
which means in the oven, which is paired by the conjunction
baik,
which means whether or both, and
maupun,
which means or and. The conjunction
baik
and
maupun,
which means whether and or, in the expression connects the parts of the sentence that states how betutu chicken being roasted in the stove and being roasted in an oven, which produces the same quality of taste.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Betutu is a Balinese specialty that can be made from chicken or duck. The word betutu means a dish made from chicken or duck meat that is seasoned and cooked in a shell until the meat and bones are tender. The special seasoning gives off a distinctive aroma of spices and can make the texture of the meat tender. Betutu was declared an Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage by the Indonesian government in 2017. Let's listen to other examples of the use of the conjunction
baik, baik,
which means whether, and
maupun, maupun,
which means or and, in other sentences.
Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar. Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar.
Which means I like to eat both salted fish and fresh water fish.
Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah. Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah.
Which means the underwater landscape both in Wakatobi and Lombok is very beautiful. Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Rasa Ayam Betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Ofra.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Melayang ku cari-cari arti yang pasti takkan kau temui. Tak perlu kau nilai-nilai semua, biarlah semua adanya. Kau coba meraba-raba hati, warna kejolak di sini. Alirkan semua rahasia, leburkan dalam suasana. Tak usah kau cari makna harinya diriku, aku di sini untukmu. Mungkin memberi arti cinta pada dirimu, aku di sini untukmu. Tak usah kau tanya-tanya lagi, coba kau hayati peranmu. Lupakan sekilas sesuk hari, semua telah terjadi. Aku dan dirimu tenggelam dalam asa, dan tak ingin lari tinggalkan rasa ini. Cobalah entaskan, pastikan lepas atau terus semua.
warna gejolak di sini.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from Mentawai entitled Polak Tutu. The song Polak Tutu was composed by Mato Samalingai. The song tells the story of the beautiful Mentawai Island with its rich forests. The song lyrics also remind the younger generation not to exploit the land, forests, and timber on Mentawai Islands. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Mentawai Islands called Polak Tutu by Mato Samalingai. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ale